Okay, this is the Zichru Chazara for the third parak of Maseches Pesachim, parak Elu Over. And again, a special thank you to Rabbi Goldhar and Barry Leibowitz for this wonderful, wonderful program. So the parak Elu Over discusses the types of chametz that you are over for Los Aseh and Pesach, but you're not going to be chayiv karis, particularly chametz nuksha and chametz alidei tarava. So we start on Daf Mem Beis, and once we talk about different types of chametz nuksha, and one of the things that we mention is or chametz alidei tarava, and one of the items that we mentioned is kuta chabavli. So the Gemara mentions different items that are good for your health in general, in terms of a person's eyesight and keeping a person standing with a proper posture, and a person's digestive system, and other foods that are not so good for a person, for those three items, for the eyesight and for the digestive system and for the posture. Like, for example, on the items, on the list of items that are not so healthy, we have raw vegetables. On the list of items that are healthy, we have meat, fatty meat, and aged wine that are very healthy. And the Gemara on Amud Beis, on the top of Amud Beis, discusses how at different times Yehuda was able to make wine. We were able to make wine in Yehuda when we had a Beis Hamikdash, and the wine was needed for the Nesachim that was of such high quality that the only way that it would turn sour is if you added Seorin to the wine. But on its own, it would never turn sour. And then after the Churban HaBayis, when we no longer had to bring Nesachim, Edom picked up that ability, but they were never able to both be successful at the same time. That's a fulfillment of the prophecy, whether it's a prophecy from the Navi or a prophecy from the Chumash itself, that we're not going to both be successful simultaneously. When Yehuda is successful, Edom is down. When Edom is successful, then Yehuda is down. On Daf Mem Gimel, the Gemara discusses which is worse, which is a more severe of the two Yisurin. Is Chametz Nuksha the more severe of the two, or is Chametz Gomer Ali Dei Tarovis the more severe of the two? On the one hand, you would think Chametz Nuksha might be worse because the whole thing is Chametz, whereas Chametz Gomer Ali Dei Tarovis is only a little bit of Chametz mixed with other stuff. On the other hand, you might think Chametz Gomer Ali Dei Tarovis because at least there's some Chametz Gomer, but Chametz Nuksha, there's no Chametz Gomer. There's only the beginning of a Chametz process. The Gemara also discusses how we know that women are included in the Isser of eating Chametz. One might have thought that since we have a comparison, a link, a hekesh between the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and the Isser of Achilas Chametz, and Achilas Matzah is a mitzvah Shazman Grama, so women should be parted from it, therefore they should be parted from Achilas Chametz as well. So the Gemara ultimately, though, darshans that women are included in the Isser of Achilas of Chametz, and the Hishva Kosav Isha Lish LeKolon Shin Shabbat Torah, that women and men are included in all the Los Aseis in the Torah, and a particular drasha about Chametz, and therefore we learn from there that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah as well, because if they're included in the Isser of Achilas Chametz, and we have a hekesh between Achilas Chametz and Achilas Matzah, it must be that they're included in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah as well. The Gemara also talks about how you're not allowed to take Chametz and burn it on the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach, you can only have it, even though they're Karbonos Mincha, the large majority of Karbonos Mincha are Matzah, and those that are Chametz are not burnt on the Mizbeach. Then on Daf Mem Dalid, we discuss the notion of Heter Mitztarif L'Isser, that we darshan from Mishras Anavim, that if you have bread soaked with wine, that a Nazir who eats a Kazayis of wine-drenched bread is going to be Chayiv, even though it's not a Kazayis of wine, it's a Kazayis of wine combined with the bread, but Heter Mitztarif L'Isser. And the Gemara tells us, well, the Shita that disagrees with the concept of Heter Mitztarif L'Isser will say, no, that's the source of Tam Ki'ikr, that since the bread has the Tam of Yayin, you're Chayiv reading it, because Tam Ki'ikr, and in fact the Gemara discusses three potential sources for Tam Ki'ikr. One is that, Mishras Anavim. Another potential source of Tam Ki'ikr that the Gemara entertains and then ultimately rejects because it's a chiddush is basar b'chalav, that after all the halacha is by basar b'chalav that if you have meat that just has tam of chalav in it, that the whole meat becomes asr, becomes basar b'chalav. The Gemara says, nah, that's a chiddush. What's the chiddush of basar b'chalav? It's not that you're taking two mutter things and you're putting them together and it creates an isr, because you do have things like that, that kalayim works like that, so it wouldn't be such a chiddush, two mutter things put together and it creates it's a nisu. The chiddush of basar b'chalav is that if you were to soak basar in chalav all day long without ever cooking it, it would not make basar b'chalav under the raisa level because it's not derech bishul. But once you cook it, then it becomes basar b'chalav under the raisa level. So instead, the Gemara says a third potential source for the notion of tam ki ikr is from hagalas klei midyan, that the pasuk in Parshas Matos tells us that when we won the war with Midyan, we had kalim that they used, klei seuda that they used, and whatever they used with fire, we have to kasher with fire. Whatever they used with a water medium, we kasher through a water medium. But wait a second, why not just wait till... Why not just use the kelim as is? So elamai, it must be that the tam ki ikr, that the tam is that's going to come out of the kelim into our food is going to be problematic. The Gemara discusses maybe that's a chiddush too, because really it should only be asur then if you should only require kasher and kelim if it's within 24 hours of its last use. But once it's past 24 hours from its last use, it's not seen tam lefkam anyway. Why do we require kasher and kelim? So Gemara said that could be that it's only a din drabanan, that it's a gzeir ben Ben Yomo, so maybe that's why we have such a din. So anyway, that's Daf Mem Daled. Daf Mem Hey, the Gemara talks about a nazir. Once we spoke about Hetam Mitzarif L'Isser, the Gemara says, you know, there's a brisa that tells us that Isser Mitzarif L'Isser, Chiddush, that if a nazir is not allowed to have any part of the grape, not the peel and not the seeds and not the flesh of the grape, so if he has a kazayis of all of those different parts together, that it's mitzarif with each other and he's going to be chayiv. But wait a second, why do you need to tell me iser mitzarif l'iser if anyway I already know that heter is mitzarif l'iser, so of course iser is mitzarif l'iser. So the answer is, says the Gemara, that no, there's a bigger chiddush by iser mitzarif l'iser, that even b'zeh achar zeh, that even if you have first some peels and then some flesh and all together it's a kazayis, that would be mitzarif. As opposed to by heter mitzarif l'iser, it wouldn't work b'zeh achar zeh, it only works simultaneously. It's if you have bread drenched in wine, then we say hetem mitzarif l'iser. But not if you have bread and then wine, then the bread is not mitzarif to the iser. The Gemara also talks about the idea of dough that's besidke areva, that's in the cracks of a kneading bowl, and when that dough is going to be a problem, is it only a problem if it's bigger than a kazayis? Is it even a problem if it's smaller than a kazayis? So it's really two factors that are in play in different lashonos in the Gemara of exactly when it's a problem and machlokas about when it's a problem, but different lashonos what the case in the machlokas is. But the factors are how high on the bowl the crack is where the dough is, and also. How large a piece is in the crack, and are you mevatel it there? Do you plan on leaving it there? So do you have to get rid of such dough that's in the cracks of the bowl? So that's on Daf Mem Hey, where we talk about once we're talking about chametz that's in a bowl. The Gemara also talks about other types of chametz that maybe are not a problem, namely chametz that's no longer rot. That if chametz becomes so putrid that it's not even roi l'achilas kelev, then that would not be a problem either. It's so much so that it would be allowed to even if it's tameh, be allowed to burn it together with truma tahora. Then it's not even roch at all anymore. And then on Daf Mem Vav we spoke about how far a person has to travel in order to be able to go daven with a minyan, in order to be able to do netilas yadayim, in order to tovel someone's kelim if you were hired to knead their dough for them, to tovel the kelim that you can use to make sure that you could do it properly b'tahara. So we said that four meal, if it's in the direction that you're going anyway, you have to travel four meal ahead of you, but only one meal behind you. The Gemara doesn't discuss if you're not traveling, if you're just in place, how far do you have to go in order to do all of these things. But then we had a Mishnah where we had three deos about what to do about the following circumstance. Let's say you have dough and you need to be mafresh challah. The problem is it's Pesach, and the dough is tameh, so you're really in a bind, because if you're mafresh challah and you put it aside, so then it's going to turn into chametz. If you're mafresh challah and you bake it or burn it, well, you're not allowed to do that because it's yontif, it's Pesach, you're only allowed to burn for the sake of ochel nefesh, and no one's allowed to eat it because it's tameh. Even a kohen can't eat it when you have challah tameh, that's like truma tameh. Kohen is not allowed to eat it. So we have three opinions in the Mishnah of what you do in such a circumstance. Either bake it first and then be mafrish, so at the time you're baking, any piece could have been the piece that you're allowed to eat, Or no, be mafresh, and don't worry about the fact that it's chametz. It's not your chametz anyway. It's chametz that belongs to Shevet Kuhuna. Or you should be mafresh before, without baking it, be mafresh, and put that challah in cold water, and that will prevent the chimutz process from happening. The Gemara also mentions a principle of hoil, that a person can undo a hafrasha by doing a she'ila of a chacham or a beis din, and that will undo a chalos shem of challah. On Daf Mem Zayin, essentially the Gemara really only has two major points, even though obviously we always break things down into 3 points, but on the Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses the notion of Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov. You have Machlok, Samaroim, Rabin, Rav Chista. Can Tzorchei Shabbos be Nasim B'Yom Tov? Are you allowed to do things, Malachos, for Shabbos on Yom Tov on the Do Raisa level? So the Gemara brings two rayas, one from the Lechem Apanim and the other from the Shtei Alechem. Because the Lechem Apanim, the Mishnah Menachos tells us, could be eaten 9 days, 10 days, or 11 days later, on the 9th, 10th, or 11th day. And the assumption that we're working with is that you're not allowed to bake it on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So if Shnei Yom Shel Rosh Hashanah fall out on a Thursday and Friday, you have to bake next week's Lechem Apanim on Wednesday. So that's 10 days later, or 11 days later, that it's ultimately going to be used. So the question is, though, that if Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov, why can't you bake it on Rosh Hashanah? Why do you have to do it on Erev Yom Tov? And the same thing with the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is not as large of, well, first by Lechem Apanim, we said that the answer might just be that shvus krova hitiru, shvus rechoka lo hitiru, that they allow doing the baking on Shabbos for on Yantav for Shabbos when it's in the Mikdash, even though normally that would be asur midrabanan, because it's for Shabbos that's coming very soon, but when it's for a Shabbos that's not in the next day or not that day, it's not coming up very very shortly. So shvus rechoka lo hitiru. Then we brought a raya from Shtei Alechem, which is a similar idea, and the Gemara says, you know what, it could just be that when it comes to kachim, it's not included in the heter of lachem. The Torah says, acha sheri yaseh l'chol nefesh hu levada yaseh lachem, that it's only things that are ochol nefesh you're allowed to do lachem. So lachem means not for kachim, not l'gavala. So the shtei lachem and the lachem apanim, those are l'gavala, so you don't have a heter to bake such items. Or it could be that lachem means lachem v'lo l'nachrim. So that was Amud Aleph. And then on Amud Beis, we raise the question about Hoil, whether we apply the principle of Hoil, that since there's a way, since there's some heter usage for a particular malacha, that the malacha is not going to be a problem even when in the Isser usage. So, for example, the Gemara asks from the case of Choresh Telem Echad, that a person could plow one area of the field and be chayiv for Kalai, and for Shorva Chamar Yachtav and of Kilei Akerem, and it's a Chilul Yomtav, and it's all these different things. But the Gemara says, but why would it be a Chilul Yomtav? In the Harisha, plowing shouldn't be Chilul Yomtav, because there's a time that you could do plowing on Yomtav for Tzorcha Chol Nefesh, like if you're Shechta Chaya Va'of, and you need to do Kisei Adam. And we similarly ask about someone who is Mevashel Giranoshe, and an Ochlo, Becholov, an Ochlo, someone who cooks Giranoshe, and Yamtuf and Chalav, and he eats it. So the Gemara asks, so why would Havara be an issue in such a case? Havara shouldn't be an issue in such a case, because the Havara also has a heter kind of Havara to do. So the Gemara ultimately answers that you're right, we have to take Havara off of the list, that Havara in fact does not belong on the list. What does belong on the list? So we have a few different suggestions, but the biggest chiddush of the different suggestions is that Atze Muktza, that to say that they were using Atze Muktza. Ooh, using Atze Muktza, but that's not an Issa Daraisa. Elamai, yes it is, that there's one Shita, that Atze Muktza is Daraisa. At least to be Ochel Muktza, to totally use it up, would be Daraisa. Probably Tiltul Muktza, even according to this Gemara, is only Darabanan, but to use up the Muktza would be an Issa Daraisa. Then on Daf Mem Ches, the Gemara discusses whether maybe the mission about what to do with the challah dough that was tameh, whether you should bake it and then be mafresh the challah on Pesach, or whether you should be mafresh the challah first and just let it become chametz. Maybe that's really the same machlokas of Rav Chista about ho'il. The Gemara rejects that. It's not in fact the same machlokas. The Gemara also talks about how much dough one can comfortably make matzah out of without too much of a risk that it's going to be so much that it's going to become chametz, that it's going to be unmanageable and therefore going to become chametz. And the Gemara also talks about machlokas tanoim, about at what point in the leavening process does dough become chametz, which is below saseh, and at what point does it become chametz gomor, which is chayiv kares? What point would it be real chametz? Is it hichsif panav, that it's only when it whitens? That's the first stage, and the second stage is when it's kikarni chagavim, that there are like little cracks on the surface of the dough, or is it no? Well, kikarni chagavim is stage one. Hichsif panav is nothing. Karni chagavim is stage one, and it's only when there's a whole web of cracks on the surface of the dough, only then is it going to really become chametz. On daf mem tes, the Mishnah talks about if a person is holich lishchot es pischo, he's going to shechtes korban pesach or lamalas beno, or he's going for to eat a sudas erisin bebeis chamav, and then he realizes that he has chametz besoch beso. So the Mishnah talks about what to do. Can you make it back in time and still do your mitzvah? If you can, then go back and burn your chametz. But if you can't, then you could just rely on the bittul that you're going to do. We also speak about what if you're just going to do Dvar HaRashos, like to set up an Erev or something, so then you go back and you burn your chametz. But if you're doing a Dvar Mitzvah that's time sensitive, you're saving someone or something like that, so then you go right away and you do and you rely on the bittul for sure. Similarly, the Mishnah talks about if a person is walking outside Yerushalayim and he realizes that he has Basar Kachikalim with him, so does he have to go all the way back to burn it? So if he already passed Sofim, he doesn't have to go back to burn it. But if he still has not yet passed Sofim, the place from where you could see the Beis HaMikdash, then he does have to go back and burn it. And there's machlokas in the Mishnah also as far as the shear of how much do you have to have with you in order to have to go back, whether it's a kesayis or a kebetz, or whether it's different for kachim as opposed to chametz. The Gemara then talks about how a person should be mocher kol ma sheyesh lo visa bas tamil chacham, that it's a very chashuv inyan to marry a bas tamil chacham, and for one to marry their daughter off to a Talmud Chacham. And then the majority of the daf really talks about Amei Ha'aretz, how we should avoid Amei Ha'aretz at all costs. Do not marry your daughter off to an Amaretz. Do not travel to an Amaretz. He doesn't even value his own life. He's not going to value your life. And all of these horrible things about an Amei Ha'aretz. Then on Daf Nun, we're going to start a new parak on Daf Nun, but on Daf Nun we speak about three psukim from the Navi Zechariah, and we interpret the three psukim. But in that conversation, we mention that when someone was very ill and he was comatose, he sort of was hovering between two worlds, and they asked him, Marisa, what did you see in the Olam Emes? And he said, Olam Hafuch Ra'isi. I saw an upside down world, Elyonim Lamata, Tachtonim Lamaila. The people that are most chashuv here are not chashuv there, except for the Talmidei Chachamim, they're still chashuv there, and the people that are not chashuv in this world are very chashuv in the next world. It was an olam hafuch. And the Gemara also says that Lasadavo, the shame of Hashem is going to be complete, that right now the shame of Hashem is not echad, it's not really one unified name, because the way that we read it is not the way that it's written, whereas Lasadavo, the way that it's written and the way that we pronounce it is going to be the same. And that concludes our Chazara of the third parak of Maseches Pesachim.